Welcome back, everybody. Tomi Yomi Tirip, the Daf Test of Avam and Aleph 15a, and we are on the very top of Daf Test of Avam and Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Tik Roshein Alea Ma'azeva. So if you have a roof of boards that have no plaster on it, Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a following machlokas between Beisham and Beisil. Beisham would say, Mefak Fivkinot Achas Mevin Time, that you have to loosen the boards and you have to remove one of the boards from between every two boards, and then that way you can make a kosher slach. Beisil Omer and Beisil say, either you can loosen them or you can remove one board from every two boards. Another sheet, Rabbi Meir says, no tel achas mimein time, ain't no mafak fake. All you have to do is just take out one board between every two, and you do not need to loosen them. It doesn't help to loosen them in every way. So there's going to be a big discussion in our Gemara. How many sheetos are really in our Mishnah? So we know we have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's a machlokas between Beisham and Beisil. So what exactly is Rabbi Meir coming to add? This is going to be a discussion in the Gemara, but I guess simple pshat seems to be that there are three sheetos. There's Beis Shammai and Beis Hill within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that's two, and then Rabbi Meir would be a third sheet. Fine. Now comes the Gemara and says, Bishlam and Beis Hill. So I understand the view of Beis Hill, who says that loosening the boards or replacing every alternate one is going to be okay because Taima Mishum Tasev Luminosoi. Their reasoning is because of Tasev Luminosoi, meaning that you can't have it not good and fix it once it's already made. So you have to remake the sukkah, kind of. So by loosening it or by removing one of those boards, you're fulfilling that issue. Because you're doing some sort of action, and therefore that's going to be sufficient enough to go and have it be your action and not an issue of tasev elomina, also as we've discussed in the past. But according to Beis Shammai, what's the reason? Why would you need both of these things? If it's because of tasev elomina, also b'chadasagi, one of those actions is enough to be considered your action. And if it's because of gzeras tikra that we're afraid that the schach, this roof of the schach is going to be invalid because the Rabbanan said that it resembles a roof too closely, then it should be enough to just remove one out of every two boards, and that's going to be enough. Why would you also need to loosen the board? So comes the Gemara and says, no, liol mishum gzeras tikra. The real reason that Beis Shammai say the roof is no good is because of gzeras tikra. We're afraid that it looks too much like a roof. Achi kamri, and this is really what it means to say, afal bishem mafakvik, even though you loosen the boards, ino talachim in time, in ilo lo, if you go and remove one out of every two boards, then it's going to be a valid sukkah, and if not, then it's not going to be the case. So ask the Gemara, if you're really trying to tell me that he doesn't say that you need both, really you just need just to make sure that you remove one out of every two boards, and the loosening is not going to do anything. But that seems to be the final sheet in the Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir says, no tel achas min time aval lo yifakfik, that you have to go and remove one out of every two boards, and you don't loosen them. So therefore, it comes out, Rabbi Meir and Beis Shammai now have the same exact sheet. So we thought initially that there were three sheetos in our Mishnah. We had Rabbi Yehuda quoting Beis Shammai Beis Hill and then Rabbi Meir, but it comes out that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Meir are really the same thing. So how do we answer this? So Achli Kamar, this is really what Rabbi Meir is saying. Lo nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hill b'davar zeh. Rabbi Meir is saying there's really no machlokas between Beis Hill and Beis Shammai over here. Rabbi Meir argues with Rabbi Yehuda, and whereas Rabbi Yehuda said that there's a machlokas whether you need either or both, comes Rabbi Meir and says, no, everyone agrees that all you would need is really just to go and remove one out of every two of those things. But now comes the Gemara and says, now we just established that Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about whether each alternate board needs to be removed, but this seems to be the same machlokas that we've had in the past. So what would it be teaching us unique? What's the chiddush over here? Mai kamash malan, what's the Mishnah teaching us? Rabbi Meir islay gzeras tikra, that Rabbi Meir has this gzeras tikra that we're afraid of things that resemble a roof. Rabbi Yehuda less like gzeras tikra, and Rabbi Yehuda does not have such a thing. We already know this vayif ligu b'chad azimna. We already learned that on the other daf, the previous daf, Titnam, because the Mishnah tells us, just like what we saw in Yedalim and Alf, the Mishnah tells us misachin minasarim, that we're allowed to cover a board with sukkah with boards. Give Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says that you're not allowed to. So why do we need to have the same achlokas twice? So comes Gemara and just says, no, I'm Rabbi Chiya Barab, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, reishim minasarim mishufin askinan. To the first mission that we had on Daf Yadal, that's talking about smoothed out boards. Mishum gzeres kelim naguva. And Rabbi Meir really disqualifies these boards because of a different Rabbanan Takana Rabbanan, which is that we're afraid that it's going to be confused with a kli that's susceptible to tuma. So really, it's dealing with something totally different. But ask the Gemara, that can't really be the case because of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav de Amar. But according to Rav Yehuda, who said in the name of Rav Sikha Bechitzin, that if one covered a sukkah with arrow shafts, and remember we saw this a lot earlier also on Daf Yud Beis, so we said that if someone covers a sukkah with arrow shafts, whether this sukkah is going to be valid depends on which type of arrow is used. Zacharim kshira, if you use a male one, it's going to be kosher. But in a kevos psula, if they're female type of arrows, meaning it depends which side the tip goes on, then it's going to be possible if it's a female type of arrow. The lo gazer zachar matu nekevas, and we never make such a decree of not allowing you to use these male type of arrows, lest you go and use a female one. Hakanami lo nigzar nisar mishufe natu kelim. So too over here, we shouldn't have such a decree of smoothed out boards that we're afraid that maybe you're going to use kelim which are susceptible to tumah. So we can't possibly say that that's really what it's referring to. And we seem to have this machlokas now recorded twice again. Rabbi Meir saying that you're not going to be allowed to do these things because we do have a Gzeiras Tikra issue. And Rabbi Yehuda saying we don't have a Gzeiras Tikra issue. Ela al karach achrei shapli Gzeiras Tikra. Rather, what you have to say is that the first part of the Mishnah is really a machlokas about Gzeiras Tikra. V'seifa pli Gzeiras Tikra. And the second Mishnah is also having a machlokas about Gzeiras Tikra. They're both actually the same type of machlokas. So what's the difference? So why do I need to have the same machlokas twice? Say for Rabbi Yehuda, Dika Amar Leila Rabbi Meir. The second part is needed for the answer that Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir. My cause are dependent on meaning what we're talking about is a situation where Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir, why do you prohibit the boards? Mishum Gzeiras Tikra. Is it because of a Gzeiras Tikra? Hai Svaras Le the Beis Shammai who de Islay. But it's Beis Shammai who subscribes to that logic. Beis Hillel Gashir, but Beis Hillel does not go ahead and have that issue. And we know that we always pass him like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. So why are you passing like Beis Shammai? If I'm Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir says back, Lo Nechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Badavarze. And Rabbi Meir says back, no, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel aren't even actually having a machlokas in this matter. They both agree that you actually need to pick up the boards and otherwise it's not going to be okay. So this second half of the conversation, that's why we needed to make sure to have this whole second mention of the machlokas, because Rabbi Yehuda said, why are you holding like Beis Shammai? To which Rabbi Meir said, no, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree in that situation. But now our Mishnah has been dealing with boards that are four tefachim wide, which seems to apparently contradict that shita of Shmuel, that the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is only by smaller ones of under four tefachim. Remember, this is the whole thing we discussed on the last amud and a half, by talking about where the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel really is, whether it's a machlokas over four tefachim or under four tefachim. So now comes the Gemara and brings that machlokas back into our discussion. So hani chal Rav dam machlokas b'sheish b'hen arba. So this is understandable according to Rav, who says that the machlokas applies to boards which are four tefachim above or even more than four tefachim. Rabbi Meir isle gzeiras tikra. Rabbi Meir says there is an issue of gzeiras tikra of a yudah less like gzeiras tikra. El Shmuel da'amar b'she'in b'hen arba machlokas. But according to Shmuel, it says that the machlokas even with a width of under four tefachim. Aval yesh b'hen arba divrei akol psul. But whereas everyone would agree if we said that it's over four that it's going to be possible. Seifa b'may pligi. What are they arguing about in the seifa? In the second part, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the boards four tefachim wide are going to be possible. So why does he say in our Mishnah that you only have to loosen them and not replace them with a whole valid tzach? The whole thing's going to be possible. Rather, answers Gemara, the machlokas is different. Bevitol tikra kamiflingi. Really, they are arguing about whether loosening the boards is enough of a bitol, is enough of a way to nullify the status as a roof. Mar savar batla b'hachi, mar savar b'hachi lo batla. So Rabbi Yehuda says that would be enough, and Rabbi Meir says that would not be enough, and that's really what the machlokas is over here. So again, more of a technical dispute about what constitutes a good slach or not. This is Daf Tesva Manalf. We'll pick up from the Mishnah on the bottom over here next time. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.